Taking responsibility for actions. That's something new for Washington, D.C. To get specific, here's the purveyor of political accountability, Dan Newman.
Today is officially the first day of summer 2018, this Thursday, and we've gotten a jump start on it, at least in the South. It's been hot, it's been sticky, it's been humid, now it can legally do so. Hello, everybody, and welcome to dnewman.org. We are in the middle of some really heightened, electric political times in the United States of America. We're not going to talk about immigration and all of the stuff that's happening at the southern border and the way this White House is responding. We're going to talk about the Democrat Party today. The Democrat Party. It's time now. Both parties are gearing up for the 2018 midterms just ahead in the fall in November. Many have questioned what Democrat Party candidates are going to use to court voters this fall to choose them over their Republican counterparts. You know, besides the fact that no one knows who is the face of the Democrat Party now that Barack Obama is out of office, Americans are kind of struggling to figure out what issues Democrats can use in these upcoming elections. So we're going to talk about that today, right now, here at dnewman.org. The Democrat National Committee and the Democrat National Party, who's in charge? That's where we start. I mean, if you want to figure out who's doing what and why they're doing it, you figure out who's in charge and who's making all the policy decisions to identify that entity. Well, a sitting president is almost always considered the default head of his or her political party. As an example, in the last administration, the Democrat Party leader was obviously President Obama. Hillary Clinton was the odds-on favorite to receive the mantle of the DNC leadership with her 2016 presidential victory that never materialized. That didn't happen, and the DNC leadership mantle did not fall to Hillary. Actually, for the first time in decades, the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, began to fall out of favor as pretty much the all-time favorites of Democrats here in the United States. So, the mantle, the leadership mantle of the Democratic Party, where did it go and to whom? Well, conventional wisdom was that former Labor Secretary Tom Perez, who was elected the first Latino chair of the Democratic National Committee in February last year, as chair, is the Democrat Party leader. In that election, Perez narrowly beat Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat from Minnesota. In his acceptance speech, Perez gave Ellison the symbolic role of deputy party chair, and the Minnesota congressman gave a short speech in which he asked supporters to stay with the party. Everybody was concerned with Hillary's loss that Democrats would start bailing, but since then, neither Perez or Ellison has been accepted as the Democrat Party leader by rank-and-file Democrats. After you look at those two, there are a couple of other people left that maybe Democrats could pick from. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California would be the obvious go-tos for that role, but neither has even attempted to pick up the mantle, though both are still very active in the party. We see and hear them in the news almost every day. We're getting very close to the run-up to the 2018 midterms. That's a critical time for any political party in any election. These midterms are critical, really critical for the Democrat Party. Almost always, the midterms under any new president bring control changes in Congress. It's very unusual when a new president is elected for his first midterm for the opposing party not to pick up seats in Congress and the Senate. Most of the time, they pick up a bunch of House seats and usually some Senate seats, even if control of either House does not always change. It does occasionally, in fact, frequently. 2018, this year is seen as the most critical midterm election in many years for the Democrat Party just because of what we said. Hillary was the odds-on favorite. Everybody expected her to win the White House. She didn't, and that put the Democrat Party in a mess. With the White House departure of Obama and that loss by Hillary, Their party is facing a must-win election in the midterms to keep the party alive. But what messaging is the DNC sending to American voters? What is that 2018 midterm message? To be honest with you, that's the easiest question to answer I've had in a long time. The Democrat Party message to Americans is simply this: dump Trump. Dump Trump. Never in my lifetime have I ever seen the animus, the disdain, the exposed disgust for any U.S. president. Even Nixon, who denigrated the White House in the break-in, the hotel break-in. What the heck is that? I forget it, but you know which one I'm talking about, where he was threatened to be impeached and he resigned to keep from being impeached. Substance of any of his accomplishments are left in the other room, of course. I'm talking about President Trump. When there are political discussions among Democrats, we see nonstop venom spewed by pretty much every Democrat member of entertainment, professional sports, the media, political class at local, state, and national levels, all echoed from overseas by socialist heads of foreign governments. Most of those elites, and in the United States, we call them the West Coast, Potomac, and East Coast political elites, they cannot stand this president. And the reason for this nonstop vitriol from Democrats is obvious. They still have not recovered from middle Americans sending them the message in November of 2016 that Democrats no longer represent the ideals that middle Americans still embrace. Even though Democrats for generations wore that badge of honor of being the political party of average Americans. The Democrat Party has always been really, really good at messaging. Their advertising during campaigns, their press conferences, things they say, they seem to unify around a unification message. Republicans hadn't been so good at that. Their ability to reach the hearts and minds of Americans lags when compared to the Democrats. And Democrats and Republicans this go-round have been taken to messaging school by former candidate, now President Donald Trump. Unconventional, very blue-collarish, very gregarious, Donald Trump has invented a new way for American political messaging, and Democrats are scrambling. The best way I can illustrate the destructive slide by Dems into purely negative messaging is by telling you a story. Many of you already know this. I'm originally from South Louisiana. And down there, crabbing is an art. If you've never been crabbing, you probably have no idea how this applies to this political messaging story. But in this case, they are identical. I'm going to explain it to you. A crab trap is a wire box, could be multiple sizes, but obviously it's got six sides and a hole in the top, in the netting or the wire on top of the crab trap. To crab, one drops bait through that hole, and it could be chicken necks, gizzards, some other type of raw meat. That works best. Then you take that crab trap, and you put it down in the water below the surface several feet, and you wait. After a while, it depends on the crab population right where you drop it in the water, you could take that crab trap out of the water, set it on the ground or in your boat if you're off the southern coast of Louisiana, out in the Gulf. If your crabbing is successful, there'll be several crabs that crawled into that trap through the hole on top to get a fine chicken meal at your expense. Here's the messaging part of this story. If you set that crab trap down and watch it long enough, if you sit there long enough and watch it, you'll almost always see the crabs trying to figure a way to get out of the trap. Pretty soon, you'll see one of the crabs, maybe two, but always one, figure out that he or she can climb up the side of the wire trap, across the top to the hole, all to escape the trap, to get away. But the crab seldom makes his or her escape good. Why? Because before the crab completes the great escape, seems like always one of the crabs still on the floor of the trap reaches up with his claw and pulls that crab back down into the trap with the other crabs. Democrats are scrambling for a message for the 2018 midterm elections that they can use to tickle the fancy of American voters and recapture Democrats' long ownership of the American political narrative. They've controlled it for decades, and they've forgotten what it's like to not control it. Democrats' quest for the right message for voters is pretty similar to those crabs I just told you about. There are some crabs, Democrats, who see that meat in the trap. They crawled in to get it just like everybody and figure out a way out of the trap. They struggle to get out but seem to always get stuck in the trap because Democrats below them, instead of following those that figure out we can go up the side, across the top, and get out of the trap, they reach up to pull those almost successful crabs back into the trap with them. So, let's look at the Democrat 2018 midterm platform. And we're going to do that in just a moment. Stick around. Right back at dnewman.org.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at dnewman.org.
And we're looking for the truth of the Democrat Party messaging and the Democrat Party 2018 platform today. As Democrats have scrambled, and they have been scrambling since the 2016 election of Donald Trump, they have, for the first time in recent political history, failed to find a happy medium within their party for that party platform. Without real leadership, there's been no one willing or capable to devise and implement a plan that the party can sell effectively to the American people. However, Nancy Pelosi did step forward after the election with a scenario in which she is pretty confident Americans will abandon the Make America Great Again mantra that successfully got Trump elected and come back home to the Democrat Party. What is it? It's real simple. Nancy Pelosi figured out that she thinks she's pretty sure, maybe not so sure now as a year ago, but she thinks the reverse of everything Donald Trump is what the Democrat Party can use to recapture control of the American political narrative. Think about it. Democrats despise the tax cuts for individuals, saying again and again that those tax cuts favor the rich, even though the cuts have made immediate impact on the paychecks of all Americans. Democrats scream to America that Trump's slashing of those regulations of the government to benefit businesses or a tax on American individuals by giving corporations a free ride. Pelosi called the billions of dollars in bonuses that was passed out by corporations nothing more than crumbs, and that soundbite has been played again and again and again. She's been given multiple opportunities to change that or to discount it, but she doubles and triples down on her crumb statement. They really think that's a message they can sell and that Americans are buying it. The crumbs comment, still out there, even though it gave millions of Americans extra bucks for their households, and it did that immediately. Democrats honestly think this president is incapable of having a meaningful and intelligent conversation with anyone, especially foreign leaders. Remember this? They, in horror, screamed to America that President Trump was starting a nuclear war as a result of his verbal sparring with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Trump is incapable of negotiating trade deals with other countries. And by doing so in his bombastic manner, which we've seen play out on the world stage the last 6 months especially, that would lead America into an international trade holocaust. The leaders of foreign countries would no longer respect the U.S., nor would their citizens, because of the buffoon in the White House. The news media, we could sit here for days and talk about this unbelievable leftist Democrat news media. It's dominated by Democrats, as you know. They laugh, they scream, they demean and constantly ridicule the president for everything about him, from his personal appearance, his suntan, his hair, the way he talks, the things he says about his wife, his kids, his intellect, and even his weight. And of course, the politically correct are not supposed to make fun of people. It's insensitivity. Of course, Democrats can make fun of Republicans. It's okay. Why? Because they control the political narrative. They control political correctness. They're the ones that know best, far better than you as an American. The Democrat 2018 party platform has no substance other than all things, not Trump. And it ain't working. It's not working. Americans, to the chagrin of Democrats and other leftists, see through the attempted bait and switch of the donkey party. Democrats have for decades successfully fooled Americans, especially who they have falsely championed. Who does that include? Hispanics, lower-income Americans, immigrants, African-Americans, into believing Democrats are the political party that has those people's best interest at heart. And it's not true. Democrats have pandered to those for one reason and one reason only: for control, for power over them, with the ultimate objective of controlling their votes. So, just for a second, we know they don't have a leader. We know they really don't have a platform. All they do is talk about anything that Trump says or does, and their position is, hey, we're just going to take the exact opposite, 180 degrees. Don't even think about the substance of policies. Don't even think about the good things those policies have done. Just think about one thing and one thing only. If it's Donald Trump, it's wrong. So let's simply do the opposite. Surely, if everything he does or says is wrong, the opposite of being wrong is being right. But I want to pique your interest just for a few moments, and we're wrapping today's podcast up. Let's just look at if Democrats, and I know we have Democrats that listen to this and program and they read the website. Democrats, if you're listening or reading, just for a moment, imagine with me, what if? What would the Democratic Party look like if you simply got objective for a short time and analyzed just the results, not the emotions, the results of this administration's policies implemented in its short life, and it's still not even 2 years old? And here are some of just the economic results. We'd be here all day if we talked about all the political results, but let's just talk about some, not even all of, not even half of the economic results so far of the Trump administration. And if you are looking at the website and reading the story rather than listening to it, this list on the website or links to the actual story. So if you want to read what we're fixing to say, just the headline, and then click on the link, you can go get the details that back up what I'm about to say. Let's look at those. Black and Hispanic unemployment hits records lows, the lowest black unemployment in American history. Business investments are up 39% due to those tax cuts. April of this year was the best month in U.S. history for the budget, according to the nonpartisan CBO, Congressional Budget Office. Food stamp usage drops 500,000 in 1 month, Was that because people were kicked off? No. It's because people got jobs, went to work, and didn't need food stamp subsidies. The highest ever manufacturer optimism, up at over 94%. Unemployment claims have now fallen to a 45-year low. Trump economy explodes, record number of Americans employed, and stocks soar. Wages jump to the highest level since 2009, up almost 3%. U.S. oil production tops 10 million barrels a day. First time for that since 1970. Don't forget, Apple is now investing $350 billion in the United States. Their reasoning? The liberal leadership of Apple Corporation are citing their reason is the Trump tax plan. Manufacturing in the U.S. just accelerated to its best year since 2004. That's just a few. That's just economic success. That doesn't include improvements in education, foreign policy, trade, political world stability. Let's be honest. How could any reasonable, duly elected congressional leader or politician denigrate in any way the progress so far made in this presidential administration? The answer is simple. It's for one purpose only, to diminish the president and each of his policy actions. Has nothing to do with the accomplishment, the benefit to voters, the plus, the extra money in Americans' pockets, the bonuses they got from their companies. The Democrat Party thinks they're doing so, denigrating all things Trump, creates a political platform. And it has. So let me summarize this whole thing. Here's a message to Pelosi, Schumer, and company. Democrats in government and Democrats across America. Go ahead, stay in the bottom of the crab trap with the chicken necks. Yep, you found some food. No, it's not enough to survive for long, but it temporarily took care of your hunger for a bit. You can do like most of the crabs. You can refuse to follow the other crab. It figures out staying there will eventually result in your demise and works to get out of the trap. Of course, you'd be wise to look for ways to make things better. In the case of the crabs, find food for later on. But you can't do that if you stay in the trap. There's only so much chicken in the trap. Why not then, even if you're going to stay in the trap, why not just leave the crab alone that doesn't want to stay in the trap? That crab sees a way out of the trap and wants to take the way out of the trap and go live with a better life for himself. Instead of pulling him down to your level, just let him go live his life to the best of his ability. He just might find some food he'd be willing to share with you. Hey, thanks for joining us today. I'm excited about the midterms. You probably are too. We do this every day. Stick with us. We really appreciate your including your life with ours at dnewman.org.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant. See and hear it first at dnewman.org.